Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and all the friends of Eastern Airlines, we welcome you tonight to our broadcast, and it's good to be with you again, doing what we most enjoy doing, and that's talking about Eastern Airlines and listening to beautiful music such as our opening Eastern theme song. We have our hosts that normally appear with us every Monday evening. This is a Tuesday evening show. We delayed broadcasting our 165th broadcast till May 20th tonight, and we hope you enjoy our show. Our normal hosts are Steve Thompson, Chuck Albright, George Jen, Cecile Intriago, John Rush, and me, Neil Holland. I am one of the hosts, but mainly I try to produce the show. I don't do too good of a job, but I try anyhow. And before we start our show tonight, let's see if we can get the engine started.
Roll. Clear prop.
Clear.
And just as a reminder, you can call in tonight at area code 213-816-1611 if you would like to be on the air with us tonight. And once you hear the host, just press number 1 on your phone dial pad, and that will show us that you want to make a comment about tonight's show or join in with us. This will open your phone for live conversation. Don't forget, we have a toll-free number, which is 877-572-1861. Let me repeat both numbers. Area code 213-816-1611 or toll-free 877-572-1861. Now, tonight's show brings back to memory some of those airlines that are no longer flying their colors across our nation's skies. Some have gone by way of mergers, and others by financial woes. Listen to the music associated with these proud companies. It's well worth the time to reflect and remember the good days, the good old days of air commerce. So let's start off with, first of all, sounds that one of the very colorful airlines called Braniff. In 1931, the Texas-based Braniff Airlines opened its doors and began flying mail and passengers. In 1952, Braniff purchased Mid-Continental Airlines, which allowed them to further expand its passenger routes. In the 1960s, Braniff ran into major difficulties meeting passenger needs and expectations. Braniff had great difficulty competing in the Post-Airline Deregulation Act price wars due to its capital investments. This resulted in lost passenger revenues, and in May of 1982, Braniff declared bankruptcy and closed its doors. In 1984, Braniff reopened, and in 1988, Braniff merged with Florida Express. In 1990, Braniff once again had to close its doors, and in 1992, Braniff gave it one other shot. However, they were unsuccessful and again closed its doors in 1993. See if you can remember this theme music of Braniff that they played. That was Braniff Airlines, and of course, so we remember their very colorful fleet of airplanes. Beautiful aircraft, great airline, but it did not survive. Now, let's listen to the song that was played often by National Airlines. By the way, National Airlines was a United States airline that operated from 1934 to 1980. For most of its existence, the company was headquartered at Miami International Airport. At its height, National Airlines had a network of coast-to-coast flights linking Florida and the Gulf Coast with cities along the East Coast and large cities on the West Coast. From 1970 to 1978, National, Pan American, and TWA were the only U.S. airlines that scheduled passenger flights to Europe. National Airlines was founded by George T. Baker in 1934, originally being headquartered in St. Petersburg, Florida, and based at the city's Albert Whitted Airport. On October 15th of that year, revenue flights were launched, initially transporting passengers and mail from St. Petersburg to a few destinations within Florida using a fleet of two Ryan ST monoplanes. In 1935, the Stinson trimotor was introduced with National Airlines, which were soon replaced by Lockheed Model 10 Electras. In 1939, the company headquarters were moved to Jacksonville, Florida. And by the end of the decade, National Airlines network spanned from Miami to New Orleans on what it called the Buccaneer route. Now, let's listen to the music of National Airlines. Next on our list is PSA, Pacific Southwest Airlines, which was a United States airline headquartered in San Diego, California, that operated from 1949 to 1988. It was one of the first large discount airlines in the United States. PSA was known for their slogan, the world's friendliest airline, and for the iconic smile painted on the nose of their airplanes. And they were called or referred to as the PSA Grinningbirds, because they looked like a real large smiley face painted on the front of the nose of the airplane. The Los Angeles Times stated that PSA was practically the unofficial flag carrier airline of California for almost 40 years. Here's the music of PSA.
Ready and smiling,
PSA,
even your way,
catch your smile,
right on the money,
PSA,
making your day,
catch your smile,
so when you need a lift, catch the one that's gonna make you smile today, smile all the way,
catch your smile,
PSA, catch the one that's got
catch the smile of PSA. We remember those airplanes well. And they were fun to look at, as a matter of fact. Our next airline is Northwest Airlines. Northwest Airlines Corporation was a major United States airline founded in 1926, which was absorbed into Delta Airlines by a merger. Approved on October 29, 2008, the merger made Delta the largest airline in the world. Northwest continued to operate under its own name and brand until the integration of the carriers was completed on January 31, 2010. Let's listen to Northwest theme music. I can still see that tail of the aircraft of Northwest painted in red, and the NW, or the logo of Northwest Airlines, proudly displayed. Great airline, and of course, because of mergers, it is now with Delta Airlines. Now, let's go to probably one of the strongest air carriers in the world, we thought, at one time, was Pan American Airlines. And let's, first of all, talk a little bit about Pan Am. It's commonly known as Pan Am instead of Pan American Airlines, and it was the principal and largest international air carrier in the United States from 1927 until its collapse on December 4, 1991. It was founded in 1927 as a scheduled airmail and passenger service operating between Key West, Florida and Havana, Cuba. The airline became a major company credited with many innovations that shaped the international airline industry, including the widespread use of jet aircraft, jumbo jets, and computerized reservation systems. It was also a founding member of the International Air Transport Association, IATA, IALA, The Global Airline Industry Association, identified by its Blue Globe logo, the use of the word clipper in aircraft names and call signs, and the white pilot uniform caps, the airline was a cultural icon of the 20th century. In an era dominated by flag carriers that were wholly or majority government-owned, it was also the unofficial flag carrier of the United States. During most of the jet era, Pan Am's flagship terminal was the Worldport, located at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. Listen to this very familiar theme music of Pan American. Great music themes. Come fly with us. And as a matter of fact, as late as a couple of years ago, there was a TV broadcast of Pan Am, and they had Frank Sinatra singing the theme song. But now let's turn to another carrier that we haven't heard from in a long time, known as Western Airlines. Western was a large airline based in California with operations throughout the western United States and western Canada, as well as into Mexico. The airline also served with international destinations as London, England, and Nassau, the Bahamas, during its existence. Western had hubs at Los Angeles International Airport, Salt Lake City International Airport, and the former Stapleton International in Denver. Before it merged with Delta Airlines, it was headquartered at Los Angeles International Airport. The company's slogan for many years was Western Airlines, the only way to fly. In 1925, the United States Postal Service began to give airlines contracts to carry airmail throughout the country. Western Airlines first incorporated in 1925 as Western Air Express by Harris Hanshew. And in 1941, Western Air Express changed its name to Western Airlines, and later to just simply Western Airlines, all one words, Airlines. It applied for and was awarded the 650-mile-long contract airmail route number 4, one of the earliest airmail routes awarded by the post office, which was known as CAM 4 from Salt Lake City, Utah to Los Angeles. And on April 17th of 1926, Western's first flight took place with a Douglas M2 airplane. It began offering passenger service a month later, when the first commercial passenger flight took place at Woodward Field. Benjamin F. Redmond, then president of Salt Lake City Chamber of Commerce, and J.A. Tomlinson perched atop the U.S. mail sacks and flew with pilot C.N. Jimmy James on his regular 8-hour mail delivery flight to Los Angeles. Let's listen to the theme music of Western Airlines.
Bienvenidos a las aerolíneas Western.
Aloha. Here, here. Western Airlines.
Western Airlines, New York.
To our friends of every nationality, welcome to Western Airlines, the only way to fly.
Western's the way to fly. Join us in the sky. We'll show you why. Western is the only way to fly.
The only way to fly. Come join us in the sky. We'll show you why. Western is the only way to fly.
Phoenix, Hawaii, Miami, and Reno, Las Vegas, Vancouver, Lake Sacramento, Denver, and Portland, L.A., San Francisco, Seattle, Fort Lauderdale, and Acapulco.
A beautiful sound of Western Airlines. Now let's talk about Transworld Airlines. TWA is a major American airline from 1925 until 2001. It was originally formed as Transcontinental and Western Air to operate a transcontinental route from New York City to Los Angeles via St. Louis and Kansas City. Along with American, United, and Eastern Airlines, it was one of the big four domestic airlines in the United States, formed by the Spoils Conference of 1930. Then Howard Hughes acquired control of TWA in 1939, and after World War II, led the expansion of the airline to serve Europe, the Middle East, and Asia, making TWA a second unofficial flag carrier of the United States after Pan Am. Hughes gave up control in the 1960s, and the new management of TWA acquired Hilton International and Century 21 in an attempt to diversify the company's business. As the Airline Deregulation Act of 1978 led to a wave of airline failures, startups, and takeovers in the United States, TWA was spun off from its holding company in 1984. Carl Icahn acquired the control of TWA and took the company private in a leveraged buyout in 1988. TWA became saddled with debt, sold its London routes, underwent Chapter 11, restructuring in 1992 and 1995, and was further stressed by the explosion of TWA Flight 800 in 1996. In 2001, TWA filed for a third and final bankruptcy and was acquired by American Airlines. American laid off many former TWA employees in the wake of September 11, 2001 attacks and closed its St. Louis hub in 2003. See if you remember this theme music.
Welcome to the world of Transworld Airlines. It's like TWA. Welcome to the world of Transworld Airlines. It's baggage that keeps you off your jet. It's the finest service you can get. It's an easier trip from the moment you call on the one big airline that does it all. Welcome to the world. Welcome to the world. Welcome to the world of Transworld Airlines.
Wow. I bet a lot of you don't remember this next airline, but it was Southern Airlines. And Southern, like its name, pretty much dominated the South. And it was a regional airline, and it was known at the time as a local service air carrier as designated by the Federal Civil Aeronautics Board, operating in the United States. From their founding by Frank Halsey in 1949 until 1979, when they merged with North Central Airlines to become Republic Airlines, which on October 1st, 1986, then became part of Northwest Airlines, which in turn was merged into Delta Airlines in 2008. Southern was headquartered at the William B. Hartsfield Airport, Atlanta, Georgia. Do you remember this theme music of Southern? If you do, you date yourself.
The sound you're about to hear was created to musically state Southern Airways' corporate attitude. The phrase, "We serve the nicest people the very nicest way we know," is not meant to be a catchy advertising slogan. Instead, it is an honest statement which expresses Southern's philosophy of doing business. And it is a firm commitment. A commitment which will be fulfilled by all employees of Southern, dedicated to making this attitude come alive in serving the nicest people, Southern's customers. Here's the sound of Southern Airways.
On Southern Airways.
Nice, doesn't it? And it proves a corporate attitude need not be stuffy. You'll be hearing this sound wherever Southern Airways serves, in 70 cities, which includes New York, Chicago, St. Louis, Washington, Miami, Orlando, and 64 other cities throughout the South. Let's listen to the music again.
On Southern Airways. Thank you.
That's the...
You know, for years, Eastern Airlines, I think, in my opinion, of course, I'm prejudiced here, but in my opinion, had great music. We did an album back in the 70s, and it was called Images of Flight. And that album was recorded by Eastern, and the conductor of the orchestra was Andre Kostolanitz, and recorded that album in the Radio City Music Hall with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. Beautiful recording of the Eastern album. And it was sent out to all of the Eastern employees. Well, TWA also did one, and not to capitalize on the marketing value of that album, I found this, discovered it really. I didn't know it existed, but it was done by TWA, and I thought it was really great because they highlighted some of the cities that TWA was flying. Let me play this one, and I hope you enjoy it.
As an eagle in it. heritage that still lives on today.
Did everything possible to capture that traveling person on their carrier, and as a result of that, we got some great music from different carriers, and it's preserved. And most all of these songs, well, all of these songs and all of this music we play tonight was captured on the internet, and so great music, and great airlines that we used to remember seeing in the skies across the United States. A lot of them are gone now, but not forgotten. And Eastern Airlines, of course, that's our radio show. It's about Eastern Airlines, and we've got to the opening theme song, Eastern's theme music that we use every broadcast to open our show. And this one you may not have heard because it was recorded back in the 40s, the late 40s, when the DC-3 was introduced into services of Eastern, the traveling public of Eastern, and they flew from New York to Miami in 8 hours. So let's listen to From Frost to Flowers in just 8 hours.
Let's take a plane, laugh at snow, storms, and rain to Miami where life is so tame. You fly from frost to flowers in just 8 hours when you travel Eastern's great silver fleet. You make the clouds a byway when you take heaven's highway. In a moment, your fondest dreams complete. You fly from frost to flowers in just 8 hours when you travel on the great silver
fleet. I bet you hadn't heard that song played before, but that was recording, an actual recording. Back in the 40s, when DC-3s were introduced into service by Eastern Airlines. Great songs by great airlines. And, of course, those songs today of those carriers that we hear on their TV ads, also great, great music. There are many songs that we wish we could have played, but because of time, we chose just to play the 8 songs that you heard tonight, plus the album by TWA. And so we enjoyed tonight's show, listening back in the olden days, the golden days. And we're certainly glad that you've tuned in tonight to listen to our show. And to our hundreds of listeners around the world, we hope we can do this show again next Monday at our normal scheduled time and set the same place on your internet dial. By the way, it's easy to get to our show on Mondays. Just go to www.ealradioshow.com, and there on the radio show's website, you'll see an icon, and all you have to do is click on that icon at 7 p.m. and join in the talk mostly about Eastern Airlines. Our sign-off bumper music has been played over the last couple of years anyhow, and we got that from Lawrence Welk's show. And as you recall, Lawrence Welk was a fan of the polka music. So that's what we hear again tonight. It's our bumper music. And it tells you that we're going to conclude our show tonight. As you know, all of our radio shows go by episode numbers. And we're about to put our 165th broadcast into the radio archives, where you may listen again to this episode or any of the other episodes. During the past 3-plus years, we have been broadcasting. Tell your friends about the show. More importantly, get involved with the rest of our hosts by participating in these broadcasts. You're welcome to participate live and on the air each Monday. We're proud of the fact that this show is the only airline company radio show of its kind. It's part of the way we are keeping the memory of Eastern Airlines alive, because we consider ourselves the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. Well, that's all for tonight. And all of us, both that are not with us tonight, but we all say good night, Eastern family and friends, until we meet again next Monday evening. Good night.